Gives us a more usable surface. So before we were using the surface for inclement weather, we could leave the grass fields and come up and play on the synthetic. But now that we have the indoor facility, we can transition this back into grass and use the indoor when we need to.
Yeah. How often do you hear from guys? Because I know the players can be super picky. When are we replacing this? Or what would you hear from them about this field?
Not so much replacing. It was what surface they wanted to use more than anything. Yeah. It's a little softer out there at times. So.
Yeah, you'd hear they want that. They want that natural surface.
And it's consistency, right? We play on that surface. This surface matches the one at Sports Authority Field. So they prefer consistency, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about the project. I mean, this is a pretty involved task, demoing and redoing this whole thing.
Right. So the field was installed originally in 2003, the synthetic surface, and then the transition back. So we removed that surface and had to add irrigation back in. We had to modify the root zone, and then we installed sod that we had been growing in Fort Morgan along the same lines as at Sports Authority Field. We grew that in at Fort Morgan about a year ago, and it's going in now. So
that's crazy.
Pretty excited.
So this sod that's being rolled out has been going for a year.
Yeah, just under a year. We were just joking. So about 11 months, a little over 11 months.
Just under a year. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But this is what, I mean, as a turf guy, this is what you live for, right? You're like, you want that perfect blade.
Well, we do. And, you know, it's, for us too, it's consistency and maintenance. So, there wasn't as much management that on the synthetic surface, and doing that here, we were able to maintain pretty much the same way. So they have three separate surfaces that they can work on, and the renovation keeps us going too, right? In the off season.
In the off season,
right?
And again, this just kind of speaks to what Bolin and what this organization is about. They could have easily left this.
Yeah,
they didn't
absolutely
have to do this, right? What do you think it says about the Broncos and their kind of their commitment?
I think it's a great question. You know, Mr. Bolin, I mean, you can see behind me that's we. We just, the world-class facility just completed. And it was very important, I guess, to Mr. Bolin and everyone here about fan experience here at training camp. So this is kind of the last piece of that puzzle. We can move people more down. We can access more people. We can put people on the berm. We can use this field during training camp. So they have more of a close-up to the guys when they're working.
Yeah. And this will be the training camp will be the big coming out for this whole thing. Do you think fans are just going to be shocked? They've seen maybe glimpses, but this will be a totally different experience, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're able to accommodate as many as 2-3 times more than we were in the past with easier access in and out. Our accommodations will be far better. And I think the overall experience will be a good one.